paragraph Vav. We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Yischoiv Mehayisaimim, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Vav. And this halacha is based on chapter 4 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein metalteli diyasmi loy mishtabdi labal choiv. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the introduction we've had till now, we'll be able to understand why movable objects of an estate of orphans is not liable towards a debt that their father had. The father passed away, left them orphans, left them with a debt. The movable objects, the metaltel of the estate, are not liable towards paying back that debt. Ki ikar avoida sa'odom bozeh ho'ilam, hu kedei sheyizke lehikolel bo'er ho'ein soif. Because the main work of a Jew in this world is to strive to plug into the infinite light of Hashem, to connect with the infinite light of Hashem. Sheze ikar hatachlis, that's our main goal. Veze ikar tainug olam haba v'kanal, and that's also going to be the main pleasure in the world to come, to become part of that infinite light of Hashem. Ve'iefsher lehikol el shom, kiim al yedei shemavarer kol ho'arba yesoidois. And it's impossible for a Jew to plug into that infinite light of Hashem unless they first separate the good from the bad of the four basic elements that this world is based on and eliminate the bad. Dahainu, al yedei shemekadesh umetaher atzmoy mikol hatayvois, by the person purifying themselves and sanctifying themselves from all the materialistic desires of this world, ad shemachnia hora shebohen, to the point where the person eliminates the negative aspect of those desires, umevarer hatoiv shebohen, and selects and holds on to the good of them. We know that, for example, fire, the yesod of fire, there's negative things that come from it, and there's positive. The negative is kas, anger. The positive would be a passion to serve Hashem. V'ho ikar ho'ila al hakoil, hu sheyizke la'anova v'shiflus amiti. And the most important one of all the character traits for a person to work on is to achieve real, true humility. Ki anova gedoila mi'akoil, because the Gemara tells us that humility is above all other qualities. Ve'iefsher lehikolel bein soif kiim al yedei anova b'shlemus b'tachlis habitul, and it is impossible for a Jew to become part of that infinite light of Hashem unless the person has first achieved real, complete humility to the highest level of negating themselves. Bebechinas anova shel Moshe, like the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, ukemuvan le'el b'hatoyra hanal, and is explained in earlier parts of chapter 4 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein yefshel iskois lozeh kim al yedei tzadik hador, shehu onov be'emes, and therefore, it's impossible for a Jew to achieve that level of humility without the help of the tzaddik of the generation, who is the real example of humility. Dahainu, al yedei vidui dvorim lefonov, meaning by us performing vidui dvorim, confession, in the presence of that leading tzaddik, who is the epitome of humility. Because humility is above everything in character. And it's impossible for a Jew to really achieve true humility without the help of the tzaddik of the generation, who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the most humble person. Va'oz zoicha lichloel ba'ein soif. And then when a person is zoicha to make the right connection with the tzaddik of the generation, then that person could be zoicha to become part of the ein soif. Shezehu ikar tachlis ha'odom, that's the main goal of a person, shenivra b'shvil zeh, who was created for this purpose, to be zoicha, to become part of that infinite light of Hashem. Ashrei ha'zoicha lo zeh, fortunate is the person who achieves that. V'chol iskei ha'odom, kol ma sho'isik boi b'chayev, afilu b'malocho ma'asumaten, ha'koil b'shvil zeh. And all the different efforts that a person puts in throughout his life, in everything the person does, even in work, in physical, materialistic work and business, all of it is for this purpose, kedei sheyizbararu elu hadvorim al yidei zeh, in order to refine these four elements of creation and sort out the good from the bad, ad sheyalu v'yikololu kulon b'sharoshon, until all of them, the good aspect of them, will be elevated and plug into its source, v'yikololu imo yachad b'oir ho'ein soif, and will join together with the person in becoming part of that infinite light of Hashem, sheshom hu tachlis v'soif shel kol advarim shaboylam. That's the ultimate success and the ultimate achievement of everything in the world. V'chol Adam, and each and every person, kifi masov hatoivim, according to their good deeds, ukfi kidushosoi v'tarosoi b'chol ha'asokim she'osak, and to the degree that the person has been pure and holy in everything they do in this world, kein zoicha lehikol el shom. That's what will determine the degree that the person is zoicha to become part of that infinite light of Hashem. Ki mi shezocho lehetiv maisov ulekadesh es atzmoi betachlis hashleimus. Because a person who has been zoicha to improve his deeds and to sanctify himself to the highest level, at shebitel es gufoi bechayov betachlis, to the point where even while the person is physically living, he has negated the body completely. The body is 100% subservient to the soul. And the body is not in control in any way of what he desires and what he does and what he doesn't do. The body is totally subservient to Hashem and to the soul. Bebechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu, achieved that level. Hu zoiche tekef b'misosoi lehikole el bo'ein soif. Such a person, the moment they pass away, the moment they die, they plug into that infinite light of Hashem, ulehisanag al Hashem, and to rejoice, to enjoy the splendor of Hashem, v'yikolel kulay sham, and to become totally, totally enveloped there, ashrei loy, fortunate is that person. Aval mi sheloy kidesh atzmoy kol kach, whereas a person who hasn't sanctified himself to that degree, v'nishar bo yadayin achizas hazua moshel aguf, and the person still has some of the tuma, the impurity in the body, that still affects him, hu tzorech lehizbalois be'ofor, that person has to rot in the dirt, their body has to decompose in the dirt, v'lisboil shom mashesoivel, and the person has to endure what they endure in that process, ad sheyizdakech legamri, until they become completely purified, v'oz yenichlal mashiyenichlal mimenu b'mokim shetzorech lehikolel, and then whatever part of the person is privileged to be able to plug into the infinite light of Hashem, that part of the person will experience that great high. V'chein kol echod l'fi madrigosoi l'fi avodosoi k'dushosoi, and so too each and every person, according to whatever level they achieve, according to the efforts they put in this world, to do the right thing, to try to purify themselves and make themselves holy. Kimi shetorach bi erev Shabbos, because the Gemara has a famous quote: a person who puts in effort on Friday will benefit on Shabbos. A person who puts in effort while they're living in this world, in the materialistic world, to purify themselves and elevate themselves, that person, the moment they leave this world, they enter into Shabbos, they'll enjoy the full benefits. V'alkein, and therefore, hakol tzrichin lachzor el ha'ofar. Everything has to return to the earth, to the dirt. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 3, hakol hoyo min ha'ofar, v'akol shov el ha'ofar. Everything originates from dirt and returns to the dirt. Kishom be'ofor nivchan v'nitzraf v'nizdakech kol echon. Because there, in the dirt, is where each and every person gets tested and purified. Ki ofor kolul mishtei b'chinois. Because the dirt, the earth, is a combination of two factors. Ki hu b'chinas anova v'shiflus. Dirt represents humility. B'chinas ayin, being nothing. K'may shekosu v'onoichi ofor v'efer. Like Avram Avinu, when he wanted to express how small he felt in the presence of Hashem, he said, Hashem, I am dirt and ashes. U'k'may shom rabbi senuzal, and as the Gemara speaks about great tzaddikim, mi shenase shochein la'ofor b'chayov, that Hashem will forgive sins for one who becomes a neighbor to the dirt even while he's physically living. He still considers himself low, like the dirt, down to earth, in a sense. Vegam ofor hu, so that's on one hand. On the other hand, vegam ofor hu tachlus hayeshus v'hagashmius. And dirt also represents the epitome of physicality, of materialism. V'chol ho'arba yisoidois kulam klulim b'ofor. And all four of the basic elements of creation, fire, water, air, and dirt, are all included in dirt. Ki ofor mani dekulu. Because the Tikkuni Zohar says dirt is the basic element, the basic ingredient of all of them. It's the vessel of all of them. V'ho'odom nivro b'shvil ze ofor menu adomo. And it's for this reason that man was created from dirt. Kidei sheyizke lalo yisu lehikolel mebechinas ofor tachlis agashmiyas vayeshus lebechinas bitul el hoein soif. So that man has the ability to rise up from the bottom of the bottom, from earth, which is the epitome of physicalness, to rise up and to achieve bitul, complete nullification to the infinite light of Hashem, al yidei sheyizke lekadesh uletayer atzmoi, by purifying himself, ad sheyovo ilanova betachles habitul, and getting himself to the level of complete humility, veyosim atzmoi koofor, and to consider himself, to make himself like dirt that people step on, and the dirt doesn't answer back. It doesn't respond with anything negative, only with blessing. The dirt gives us all of our nutrition, all of our food and everything. V'oz yizke lehispashtus hagashmius gam b'chayov. And a person like this, who even though he originates from dirt, he elevates himself and purifies himself and brings himself to a level of complete humility, that person can be zeuche to strip himself completely from the physical, even while he's physically living in this world. He can negate the body completely. Ad sheyizke b'moisoi miyad li kolel bo'er hain soif. And get to a level where the second he dies, he doesn't have to go through any further purification. That moment, he connects with the infinite light of Hashem. Vazai, tekev kishye nikbar ba'ofor, and such a person, the moment he is put into the ground, Yenichlal Banova Shel Moshe. He connects with the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shubchinas Ofor, which is like dirt. Vaoz Yizke L'Shleimusoi Miyad. And then that person achieves perfection immediately. Lihikol El Boein Soif, to connect with the infinite light of Hashem. Bebechinas Histalkus Moshe, like the great elevation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Psst, psst. Avol, mi sheloi zochos leze b'shleimus, whereas a person who did not achieve this to perfection, tzorech lehizbalois be'ofor, that person has to go through a rotting, the body has to decompose in the ground, shehu tachlis hayeshus, which is the epitome of physicalness, vehi mona dekuli, and we said that the earth is the basic ingredient of everything, shehu koilel kol ho'arba yisoidos, it includes in it all four basic elements, v'sharoshoi anovo b'chinasayim, and it's rooted in humility, this level of nothingness, ki soif maisa b'machshovot chila, because we're told that the end of asiyah, the bottom of asiyah, is rooted in the beginning of machshova, in the highest place. V'shom tzorech lehizdakech kol echod, and there each and every person has to go through a purification, ad sheyoshuv lebechinas bitul, until the person can achieve this nullification, bechinas anova, this humility, shehu bechinas shoyresh ha'ofor b'gdush elyona. That's where the dirt is rooted in its original roots of holiness. V'chol Yisrael yesh lohem chelek lo'olam haba. Every single Jew has a portion reserved for them and designated for them in the world to come. V'chulam nikroim tzadikim. Every single Jew carries the title tzadik, has the potential of being a tzadik. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'ameich kulam tzadikim. Your nation are all tzadikim. Lo'olam yirshu aretz. They will all, in the future, inherit the land. V'alkein, and therefore, kol echot mi Yisrael, each and every single Jew, takeif kishameis, as soon as they pass away, v'hushov el ha'ofor, and they return to the earth, azai choizer v'shov imo el ha'ofor, kol hachius, shel kol hachafetzim v'hametaltalim she'osak bahem b'chayav. Then, together with the person who passes away, all of the physical possessions that person owned and was involved with during his lifetime, their spiritual life also goes into the ground, into the dirt with him. Ki hakoil hoyomin hofor, because everything originates from earth, v'hakoil tzoruch loshuv al hofor, and everything has to return to the dirt, lehizdakech shom, to go through this purification, al yedei ho'odom she'osak bohem, through this person who was involved with these possessions, they belong to him, ad she'yu nechlolin imoi b'mokoim she'yu nechlolin, until all of those physical possessions will be able to connect to a level of spirituality that they need to connect to. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that metaltali diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoiv, that the movable objects which the orphans inherited from their father, gold, silver, things like that, any, those items are not included in liability towards a debt that their father left behind. Ki hametaltelin yoitzin meirishus aviem shemeis takeif miyad b'misosoi. Because those movable objects, as soon as the father passes away, they leave his possession. Vishuv einloi esik bohem klal. And he no longer has any involvement with those physical possessions as soon as he dies. Kize iker tikunom al yodoi, because this is the main tikun of all of those objects through this person. While he was living, he was involved in them, he did things with them. As soon as he passes away, he disconnects from them, and just like he's placed into the ground, the spiritual chiyus of those physical items also goes into the ground. Kikol hametaltelin hemeharbo yisoidos, because all movable objects originate and are composed of these four basic elements. Ubechayov, and while the man was living who owned these objects, osak bohem b'masumatn oy b'malocha, he was involved in dealing with them. He did business with them, or he worked with them. V'alkein hoyetzorech levararon, and therefore he was responsible to try to refine those objects, to purify them, velovoy imohem el hatachlis kanal, and to use those objects to help him attain his goals in life, to help him attain closeness to Hashem, spirituality. V'achshov b'misosoy, but now that he's passed away, gomar kol tikunoy, he has completed whatever he can do with those movable objects. V'zikuch sheloy chalidei ha'ofor, and from this point on, his purification comes through the earth that he's put into. Shehi bechinas anova ubitul, which represents humility, nullification. Ukemoikein kol hametaltelim v'hachafotzim sheloy, tzrichin loshuv imoy l'shom lebechinas ofor, and so too, all of his possessions, all of the movable possessions of this person that he owned during his lifetime, they also have to return with him into the ground, kidei sheyizdakhu shom imoy, so that they should also go through a purification along with him, kifi ma sheyizke, to whatever degree he will be zeicha to be purified. Alkein, therefore, ein hametaltelin shel hameis mishubodim oid labal choiv. The movable objects of this person who died are no longer, from that point on, they're no longer liable towards a debt that he had. Ki ein loy oid chelek bohem, because the person who passed away no longer is attached to them, connected to them. Ki ato, because at this point, kol tikunoi sheloi, the entire tikun of the person who died, v'shel kol hachafetzim she'osak bohem, and the tikun of all of these objects that he was involved with, hurak al yedei he'ofor, the tikun is only going to be achieved through the ground, through the dirt. V'alkein, ein lahabalchoiv shibud aleihem, and it's for this reason that the lender, someone who lent this person money, has no lien on those objects. Ki im al hakarkois, they only have a lien on properties. Sheheim eretz v'ofor, which are land, dirt. Sheshom ato kol mekoimoi v'zikuch sheloi v'tikun ekonal. Because at this point in time, right now, that is where the tikkun and purification of the borrower is taking place. It's taking place in the ground, in the earth. Ki kol ha-halvois v'ha-choivois she'odom chayiv l'chaveiroi. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains, where do these loans originate from? Loans and debts. All the loans and debts that a person has, are all based on the fact that the four basic elements of creation, which got messed up when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas and have not yet been purified. So long as they have not yet been purified, so long as they have not yet gotten their tikkun, that's what causes man to have to struggle with borrowing money, with debts, and things like that. Shenigzar olov, it was at that point in time, after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that Hashem decreed upon mankind, b'zeyas apecho toich alechem, with sweat and toil and struggle, you will earn your livelihood. which includes borrowing, having to borrow money and incur debts. Ad shuvcho el ho'adama, until you return to the earth, to the ground, until you die. Bechinas, and as the pasuk also says there, beitzovin toichalena, with depression, with struggle, you will live, you will earn your livelihood. Shemishom kol ho'anius v'hadachkus. That's the source of all financial struggle of man in this world. Shemishom boim kol achoivois v'halvois, all the debts and loans and everything, that's the origin of it. V'alkein eved loive le'ish malve. And it's for this reason also that the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 22 that a borrower becomes a servant, an eved, to the lender. Machmas sheloi berer adayin ho'arbo yesoidois mizuamosam. Because this shows that the person has not yet succeeded in purifying these four elements of creation from their tumah. Sheheim nikroim avodim. And we know that these four elements, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofar, are referred to as avodim in the Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus. Kemo shekosav shom Rabbeinu Zal al posuk mi beis avodim. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, all the way at the end of the chapter, when he explains the posuk, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher hoitzei sicho me'eretz Mitzrayim mi beis avodim, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, sheho arbo yesoidois nikroim avodim, that these four elements of creation are referred to as servants. They're under the control of Hashem. They're under certain controls. V'tzorech kol odom lekadesh uletaher ulezakech kol ho'arba yesoidois. And each and every single person in this world has to work and put in effort to purify and sanctify these four elements, which are found in everything in the world, ad sheyetze mikol hatayvois v'hamidois hanimshoch mehem, until the person elevates himself to a level where he takes himself out of the control of the negative elements of these four things, fire, water, and gets rid of, overcomes all the materialistic desires which come from these four, from the negative aspects of these four elements. Ve'oz yoytze me'avdus l'cheirus. And when a person succeeds in accomplishing that, then that person leaves the category of slave, servant, and becomes free, a free person. They achieve freedom from the negative control of the Yetzer Hara, of the evil inclination, of Gashmius, of the negative aspect of these four elements. U'kemayshom Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says in Eruvin, page 54, She'ein locha ben choyrin, elamisha oisik batoira, that the only person who is really called a free person is a person who studies Torah, because the study of Torah will free a person from being a slave to their physical desires, which again come from the negative aspects of these four yesoidos. Shaydeze machnia hayetzahara, through proper study of Torah, a person weakens and defeats the yetzahara, v'hora shebarba yesoidos, and they also defeat the negative elements in these four yesoidos. Kemoisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, impoga b'cha menuvol zeh, if this despicable character, the Yetzahara, approaches you and tries to grab hold of you, moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash, drag him to the place where they're learning Torah, and there you'll rid yourself of his control. Im even hu, if the Yetzahara is a rock, hu nimuach, he'll become crushed completely into a fine powder. That's what the Torah can do. Avalmi shelo yosek batoira, whereas a person who doesn't study Torah this way, veloizike choarba yesoidois, and has not purified these four elements, hu bechinas eved, that person is still in the category of a servant to the Yetzer Hara. Umishte is not considered a free person yet. Umishom boin kol hahal voice. And that's the source. That's what leads to all kinds of loans and debts. Sheshom bechinas avdus, which are also referred to as being a slave, being a servant. Bechinas eved loive, as the pasuk says, a borrower is an eved. V'alkein be'emes tzrichen lishmor es atzmoy ma'oid mi'choy vois v'hal vois. And it's for this reason that a religious Jew is supposed to try to do everything they possibly can to avoid debts, to avoid borrowing money. U'be'yoyser tzrichen levakesh mi'ashem yisporach. And a person has to especially invest prayer, tefillah, to beg Hashem. Ulehishtadel bekol koichoy, and to put in every effort possible, shelo yomus bal choyv chas v'shalom, not to leave this world owing any monies, owing any debts. You see that people who are really religious, and especially true Talmidei Chachamim, as soon as they get older, or especially if they're expecting death to be imminent in any way, the first thing they do is they take care of all their affairs. They pay all, they make sure all debts are paid. They pay for the funeral arrangements, everything. They want to make sure that there's no possibility of them ending up leaving this world owing anybody money. Ki hachoyvois hu bechinas avdus. Because debts are a form of slavery, servitude. Bechinas pegam ho arba yisoidos. They represent a messing up of these four elements. Shal yideze yefsher lenafshoy lehikolo bo ein soif, which blocks the soul of that person from plugging into the infinite light of Hashem. Ki yefsher lehikolo shom ad sheyetze meavdus lecherus. Because it's impossible for a Jew to plug into that infinite light of Hashem unless they first have succeeded in leaving the category of servant-slave and being completely free. Dehainu sheyetze meho'arbo yesoidos, meaning to leave all the negative aspects, all the bad character traits and taivas rois that come from these four elements, Shehein Bechina Savodim, which are referred to as slaves, servants, Veyia Nichlal Ba'ayim, and the person rise above all of that to be able to plug into the infinite light of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, Kishemes, when a person passes away, V'nishar Balchoiv, and he has not cleared away all of his debts, he owes money to someone, Shuv yefsheloi lesakein hachoiv al yidei metalteln sheloi. He can no longer correct that debt. He can no longer resolve that debt through movable objects that he owned during his lifetime. Ki kvar yotzu mirshusoi legamri b'moisoi, because they have already left his possession completely upon death. Ki tzrichin loshuv v'lachzor imoyel hofor, because what happens is, they have to return, they have to go into the dirt with him. Not that we physically bury them, but on a spiritual level. The life of those things goes into the dirt with him, into the ground. Dehainu shekol achizosoi bohem, v'chol ma sheosak bohem, hakoil choyzer imoy ato el ha'ofor, sheshom gemar hatikun vazikuch. Meaning that the person's entire connection to those objects and everything he was involved in with them goes into the ground with him, where his final purification is taking place. His purification and the purification of everything that was associated with him during his lifetime. V'alkein, ein lahabal choyv shibud aleim. And it's for this reason that if this person who's being buried now owed money to anybody, that person, that lender, has no lien on those objects, kim al hakarkois, only on property, on land, shehem ofor voretz, which are dirt, sheshom gmar tikunoi, and that's where the final tikun of this borrower is taking place. V'alkein al yidei hakarkois shehim ofor, and therefore it's through properties, land, yuchal esale kachoiv, they can be used to eliminate the debt, ulesakein pegam ho'arbo yesoidos, and to correct anything that the person did wrong during his lifetime regarding those four elements, shelo zikech, which he didn't succeed in purifying during his lifetime, shemishom bo hachoiv, that's what caused the debt, shehu bechinas avdus kana, which is a form of servitude, ki ato, because at this point in time, kol tikunoi al yidei ofor, the entire tikun of this person, the borrower, is through the earth, through the dirt. Shom nikbar hameis, that's where this dead person is being buried. Vishom kol zikuchoi v'tikunoi, and his entire purification and tikun is taking place there. Paragraph Zayin. V'zek shekosa b'shulchan aruch. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch tells us regarding this law, v'hoidna, that nowadays, goyven mimetalta lidiasmi, a lender can, yes, collect the debt, even from the movable objects that are part of the estate that the orphans took over after their father passed away. Ki achshov bavoneisenu harabim hadoirois pegumim betoikev hagolus. Because now, today, as a result of our many sins, the generations are so defective. Ushchiach harbei bnei odom shemesim balei choivos. And unfortunately, nowadays we find many people who die in debt, leaving behind debts, unpaid bills. V'gam him pigumim b'maseim harbei rachmona litzlon. And unfortunately also, we find many people who pass away without having done complete tshuva, without having purified themselves completely, unfortunately. Kiho beho talia, because these two are dependent on each other, kanal, as we showed before. That the more a person purifies themselves, the more a person achieves higher and higher levels of purity, the more that person will not experience any debt. They won't have to borrow any monies whatsoever. And unfortunately, the less purity and purification, the more that person is involved in loans and debts, chas v'shalom. V'oz eino yochoy lehistaken miyad ba'afar kvurosoy. And a person like this, who didn't put in the proper effort during his lifetime to purify himself, and engaged in loans and debts, such a person cannot get their complete tikkun the moment they're put into the ground. V'tzorech lehizgalgel harbe. But unfortunately, even after they're buried, they still have to go through a lot. V'olav ne'mar, it's about such a person that the pasuk says in the prophet Yeshaya, chapter 23, gam shom lo yonuach loch, that there also you will not have any rest. She'ein loy menucho bakever, that person does not experience complete rest when they hit the ground, when they're buried. V'tzorech l'shoytetu l'hizgalgel b'meh she'izgalgel kifi mishpotoy. And the person has to go through whatever processing they go through based on their judgment, chas v'shalom, the way Hashem judges them, ad she'yevarer ma she'hoyetzorech levarer, until the person purifies what they were supposed to purify during their physical lifetime. Va'oz yoshuv lehistaken al yidei bechinas ofor. And only then will the person achieve complete purification through the ground, through the dirt. The term lehizgalgel over there could also mean reincarnation. The person's soul has to come back to the world again and again repeatedly, until it can be put into the ground finally and achieve final purification there. V'alkein, anoshim ko'elu rachmona litzlon, hei mekushorim adayin ba'metaltalin v'chafeitzim shalem gam achar misosom. And therefore, such people who have not purified themselves properly during their lifetime, and they left the world with all kinds of debts, these people are still attached to their movable objects even after they pass away. Ki einam shovim imoy el hafor, because the spiritual life of those objects does not go into the ground with him. Ki gam hu ein lo menucha shom, because even though he's being put into the ground, it's only temporary. He's being put in there, and then he's immediately moved out of there. His soul is moved out of there and still goes through all kinds of baking and cooking and all kinds of stuff. Machma shepogam harbe, because the person messed up terribly, umeis balchoiv, and died in as a person with debts. Al kein tiknu chachamenu zal hoidna sheyigbu mimetaltlin shalameis. That's why the rabbis, here we're talking about the rabbis over 1,000 years ago, they, after the time of the Gemara, the Goyinim, they instituted that from their time on, a lender can collect from the movable objects of the borrower who passed away. Ki lo yotzu mirishusoy lagamri, because those movable objects have not lost their connection to their owner, who died now completely, kemoi bedoiros harishonim, like it was in previous generations, sheloi hoyu pigumim kolkach, when the people were not so messed up, when the people were quite pure, and when they died in purity. Those people, when they died, their movable objects were completely disconnected from them. But in later generations, when the rabbis saw that people are not so pure and people die with debts and all kinds of stuff, they realized that the movable objects are still connected to this person who died. Vegam al yidei ze shegoyven mehametaltlin shel hames hachoyvo shechayev. And in addition, by resolving those debts using these movable objects that he left behind, it's a tremendous benefit to this borrower who died leaving behind these debts. It's a tremendous benefit and tikkun for him. Because by removing his debts, we eliminate from him that slavery, that servitude, which goes along with being a borrower. Sheze iker tikunoi, that's his main tikun. Alkein, therefore, hoidna, nowadays, goivin mimetaltale diasmi. The rabbis instituted that a lender can, yes, collect his debt even from the movable objects that the orphans have inherited. Ki adayin loy nifrad mehem legamri, because the person who died, their father, has not become disengaged from those objects completely. V'alkein bevadai adayin hashibud aleim, and therefore the hold that the lender had on this person during his lifetime, on him and on his movable objects, is still there. V'azai bevadai hu toy v'gedoy lo lefonov, kishiyigbu mehem achoy v'shaloy, and that's why it's a tremendous benefit to this person who died if his debts are resolved using these items, vivatlu ho'avdusmenu, thereby removing from him this slavery, this servitude, alkein ato goyven mehem. And that's why nowadays we do collect the debts even from the movable objects that he left behind. Paragraph Ches. V'alkein ein nifro en minichsei soimim ela b'shvua. And this is why the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch also tell us that when it comes to collecting a debt from orphans, that they're a debt that was their father's, the lender must swear in court that he wasn't paid, that the father didn't pay the debt already, etc. Shvua. Who his kashrus ubitul el ho'or ho'ein soif. Swearing is a form of connecting and nullifying oneself to the infinite light of Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash, uboy sidbok, to him, to Hashem, you will attach yourself, uvishmoi tishoveya, and in his name you will swear. The Torah puts those two things together. When a person swears by the name of Hashem, that's one of the forms of making a very deep connection to Hashem, and a beetle negating oneself to Hashem. V'alkein ikar shvua benekitas chefetz. And this is why usually when a person swears in court, they have to be holding a Sefer Torah at the time. They're actually holding a Torah. K'al yedei ha-Torah nichlolin v'nizdapkin shom. Because it's through the Torah that a person plugs into that infinite light of Hashem. V'chol ha-hakchoshois, whereas all kinds of denials, all kinds of litigations and things like that, heim lamato, they are down below. They're not up there in the infinite light of Hashem. They're way down below, b'shinui horitzoinois v'hatmunois, down here on earth, where there are differences, where we see all kinds of differences and things look different from each other. The whole concept of differentiation takes place only down below here on earth. Way above, when we speak about the highest aspects of Hashem, when we speak about the infinite light of Hashem, there we're told there's no concept of right and left even. There's only oneness, only pure oneness, no shinui. So it's down below here on earth, within earthliness. Here there's shinui rotzoin, here there's litigations, there's disagreements, there's arguments. Bebechinas hayeshus, in the physical world, sheshom yesh achizas hora v'hasheker v'hachiluf v'hatmurois. Down below here on earth, here is where evil has an existence and falsehood and all kinds of exchanges. Avolemala, whereas way, way up above, in the highest levels of spirituality, b'shoirish, at the origin of everything, hakoil berotzoin ein soif. There, everything exists in Hashem's infinite will, she'ein boi tmuna, which has no shape or form whatsoever. Shom kuloi toiv, shom kuloi emes. There is only good. There is only truth. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol mokom sheyesh hakchosha, whenever there is a litigation, whenever there's a disagreement between two people, tzrichin shvua, we have to resort to a shvua, to swearing, shehi hiskashrus ubitul elhoein soif. That's a form of attaching oneself and nullifying oneself to that infinite light of Hashem, sheshom kuloi emes, where there is only truth. V'alkein ein goyven minichse yisoymim kiyim b'shvua. And this is the reason why the Gemara says that a person cannot collect a debt from the possessions of orphans unless they first swear. V'hatam, one of the reasons that the Gemara gives, the Gemara mentions this in Baba Basra, page 174. There the Gemara says one of the reasons is Shema Tzrorei Atpasei, because it's very possible that at the time their father borrowed this money, everybody knows that borrowing is not a good thing, and having a debt is not a good thing. So it's very possible that at the time that their father borrowed the money, he grabbed a bag of valuables that he had. He might have grabbed a bag of coins that he had or something like that, and given it to the lender, saying, hold on to this. This is in case anything should happen, in case for whatever reason I'm not able to pay, but here you go. You have something to hold on to. Ki onu mechuyovim lahachzik kol echod miYisrael becheskas kashrus, because we are required to assume that every single Jew is kosher. Shebevadai loymeis balchoiv, and most likely the person didn't put himself in a situation where he died owing money. Shalidei ze eino yochol ikolel b'sharosha bein soif kanal, which we said before, that would block the person, that would block his soul from being able to connect to the infinite light of Hashem if he's got a debt down below on earth. This is why it's amazing that we're learning this now. This week's parsha is Parshas Mishpatim. This shiur is being given on Monday morning, Parshas Mishpatim, Tov Shin Ayin Dalet. And the Zohar, Parshas Mishpatim, deals with all litigations, all kinds of litigations and debts and everything like that. This is the source of it. The major Gemaras and Seder Nezikin in Shas are all built on this Parsha. The Zohar HaKadosh, in its commentary on this Parsha, the Zohar HaKadosh begins with the words, Ve'ela HaMishpatim Do Roza De Gilgula. This is the secret of reincarnation. And many of the Mefarshim ask, like, what does that have to do with litigation, money matters? And many of the Mefarshim explain, because this is what causes most reincarnations. When a person borrows or lends, when there's money transacted, and a person leaves the world with unfinished business, incomplete business, this is what causes many cases for one of the two or both of the two to have to come back down to the world in order to resolve an unresolved financial matter. The Sforum elaborate on this tremendously, telling stories and different cases of how this happened. So we said here, Sha'al Yedei Zeh, as a result of a person leaving behind a debt, an unresolved debt, this would block the person from having their soul be able to connect to that infinite light of Hashem and stay up there. V'al kein, and therefore, mistama silei kachoiv b'chayev. Therefore, we would like to assume that a good Jew probably resolved all of his affairs while he was physically living, and therefore when he dies, he is able to plug into that infinite light of Hashem where he's supposed to. Ki kol echot mi Yisrael shov b'tshuva u'mizvade koydem misosoy. Because every legitimate Jew, every real Jew, does tshuva, repents, and confesses before they pass away. As the Gemara says, Kol Hamumsin Misvadin. All those that are going to be killed, when the court takes somebody out to be killed because of a sin, they all confess before dying in order to make sure that they leave the world having done tshuva, having confessed. Ubevadai Histakel Alatzmoy Lesale Kol Achoivos. Therefore, the assumption is that a good Jew probably analyzed himself and made sure to take care of, to resolve all debts, in order that when he dies, he can make the proper connection to the infinite light of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, ein odom ne'mon ligbois mehem, a lender is not believed in going, approaching the orphans and saying, your father owed me money, he didn't pay me, he died, now I want you to pay me. We don't believe the lender, Elo Bishvua, unless he swears that I'm telling you, I lent your father this money and he did not take any steps to pay me back. He didn't give me any collateral, there was no backup, there was nothing. Shehu Bechinas Hiskashrus Elhoin Soif. We said before that swearing is one of the forms of connecting to that infinite light of Hashem, Uboy Sidbok. V'oz bevada yeshloi ne'monus. And when this lender swears, which means he's connecting to that Oirein Soif, then he is trustworthy, then he's believed. Me'achar shu mekasher esatzmoy ato alidei ha'shvua lo'Oirein Soif, because he is now connecting himself and plugging in through this Shvua to the infinite light of Hashem. Sheshom kulo yemes, where there is only truth. So Rav Nosson Zal explained in a very deep level, in a very deep way, what goes on when a person gets into debt, when a person borrows money, when a loan is resolved, when it's not resolved, And he used that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, which speaks about the connection to the tzaddik and how the tzaddik, the greatest of tzaddikim, through their quality of humility, they achieve this bittul to the Ein Sof. And a Jew who confesses, who does vidui dvarim in front of a tzaddik, that's also one of the forms of achieving this incredible humility, this bittul to the Oyer Ein Sof. And then Rav Nosson Zal went into the topic of dying, how when a person dies, that's a time of confession before death, that's a time of this bittul to the Ein Sof. And he showed what happens to one's movable objects, what happens to the property, what tikkun, that some people, the moment they pass away, that is their tikkun. The death is already enough of a springboard for them to connect immediately to the infinite light of Hashem. For other people, they first have to spend time in the ground, some of them, going through difficulties. The term chibut hakever. There are terrible, terrible things written about the kind of suffering that a person can experience when the person is put into the ground if they didn't do what they could to purify themselves beforehand. And then there's the whole concept of Gilgul, a person having to come back to earth repeatedly in order to resolve unresolved issues. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves to a different topic. Now he's going to... Once he touched on the topic of Shavua and swearing, he's going to explain the significance of Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, how before they passed away, they insisted, Yaakov Avinu insisted that his sons swear to him that they would not allow him to remain in Egypt, that they'll take him out of Egypt, Eretz Yisrael, and Yosef HaTzadik also followed suit, insisting that they swear that they'll take him out of Egypt and bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect that all beautifully to what we just learned here. Hold it over here.